We have here a Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis that it says as follows, that Lemech went ahead and accidentally, whatever, different shatim, but it says that Lemech's wives did not want to have relations with him because they went ahead and they felt that since the world was going to be destroyed, different reasons why, either because of the Mabo or because Lamech killed Cain, two different shatim in Rashi, and therefore they said, why bother having children if anyway eventually the children will be killed after a few generations. So Rashi, that's the first Rashi. So the second Rashi is Ebolo Lamech Eitz Adam Arishan. So Lamech came to Adam Arishan, who was like the God of Ador V'Kibra Al-Nashav, with this Taina on his wives, that they don't want to have relations with them because they're afraid that the world is going to be destroyed, or they knew the world would be destroyed and all their children will be wiped out. Amr Nahem, so Adam Arishan told them, the Kealeichem, the Doctor, Gazerosh Shemakom, what does it make, is it for you to care about what Hashem does? Atem Asu Mitzvosechem, Hu Yaseh Shalom. And as you have a Chiyav of Pru Rabu, there's a mitzvah of having children. It's a discussion whether the mitzvah privu applies by Bnei Noach. It's a very interesting discussion in the Svarim, but that's not for our shmooze. That's a halachic topic. But he said, listen, you have a mitzvah privu, and it's even a shayla b'zmanazeh. Good question. The goyim have a mitzvah privu. It's an interesting shayla. But he says, and he's Adam Arishan told them that you have a mitzvah privu. So therefore, you do what you're mechuyah to do, and it isn't that leave the world to running the world up to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Very interesting hashkafa. Something that we would definitely say. Your job is to do what Hashem tells you to do, and let Hashem run the world. Atem asu mitzvoseichem, yu'at shalom. You do what you're supposed to do. So they said back to him, shayr atzmecha tchida, before you give us musr, that we're doing something wrong, give yourself musr. Hanopi rasha mishka zemeya v'shoshim shana, misha niknesa misa yatcha. You did the exact same thing. Oh, so it says miyad v'yeda Adam mor oit, and when Adam accepted their complaint, that you're right, I was wrong when I was parish from Chava, and he went ahead and he went back and had relations with his wife. So superficially it seems somewhat difficult, because how would they go ahead and they were accusing Adam that he did the same thing they did? We know from places that Adam Arisha, when he was Parash from Chava, we'll see later clearer, it says in the Gemara, but it's that he did it with the intention because of tshuva. He didn't do it, doesn't seem he did it because he didn't want to have a child. They did it, their reason was they don't want to have a child that's going to be destroyed. It's a waste to have children, have them get killed. It's chaval on the work. Adam Arishan seemingly did it because he was doing tshuva. So what's her, one thing has nothing to do with the other. Adam Arishan didn't have a child because, you know, their reason is not a valid reason. Adam Arishan is doing something else. So apparently, if you look in the Medrash Rabbah, I checked in the Rashi, Medrash Rabbah, which is where Rashi comes from, it's clearer, but much it's clearer. It says it again. Also, Negabi Adam, Amaleh, it came to Adam. Amaleh Asura Adam Shlachem Vazkosh Berachos Shalom. The same answer. Adam Arishan said, "You do your job, and Hashem will do His job." Amaleh Asya Hagirte. It's the same thing. Like fix yourself first. Button your coat. You know, take care of yourself first. Kuf Beirashem Echava. Harei Kuf Lamechana. You had not had relations with your wife for 130 years, and that was your reason. In other words, what you see clearly in the Medrash is they were telling Adam that you, when you were parish for Chava, you had the same reason that we did. It's not true. You didn't do it because you were because of tshuva. The reason why you were parish from Chava is Kedei Shetami Menu Ben. And just like we we don't want to have children because we don't want to have a child. You also don't want to have a child. Oh. So it's the Farish and the Medrash that, what that's not true. The Adam Arishan was not Pirish from his wife because of, I thought that Adam Arishan was Pirish 130 years when I started because of Tshuva. No! They told him that that's not true. You weren't Pirish. You were Pirish because you didn't want to have a child for the exact same reason that we don't want to have a child, because, you know, it's ridiculous to have a child and then have the child die. So the obvious kasha, and so it's regressing with the Marmikainis, the obvious kasha would be if the reason why Adam Arishan was Poresh from his wife is because he didn't want to have a child, so then how come he did that? Here, when they came to him, you know, right away he knows the answer. Adam, assume it's, you do what's right and don't go ahead. It's not up to you to worry about the Gveris Amakam. So how come, how do you explain that if Adam Arishan knows that, and when they ask him what the answer is, he says, right away, push it. You gotta have kids, it's a mitzvah. So how come he himself didn't have kids? He's like, he's living a stira. He goes ahead, someone gives him he's a gadol, he's a paskening, they ask him the shaila, and he's paskening. I don't think he was a Russian, but Russia. You know, someone asked him the shayla, is this kosher or not? He says it's not kosher, and he's eating it. Right? Doesn't make sense. So how do you explain Pashup Shad and the Medrash and the Rashi? Here, he himself was Polish from Chava for 130 years. The Medrash says clearly that the reason why he was Polish was because of the same reason they were Polish, because Kadesh Shalotam and Mincha Ben, and yet he knows that that's wrong. When someone asks him the question, he says, you can't do that. So the simple pshat, before we get to the Gemara in Erevin, which will show a whole new light, I mean, I think it's still within the simple pshat, but a much more deep kind of simple pshat. The simple pshat is that it's a very common phenomenon that people rationalize, meaning that a person can be doing something for one reason, and he rationalizes and he's doing it for something else, and therefore he's not aware of what he's doing. So that other Marishan, the real reason why he was punished from his wife, they told him is, and they were right, is Kadeshul Tam and Imanu Ben. And Horaya, they were right, because as soon as they pointed that out to him, a light bulb went off in his brain, you're right, that's why I'm doing it, and it's wrong, and he switched. But till they told it to him, he didn't realize that. He thought, if you would have asked Adam Arishan, why are you parish from your wife? He would have said, I'm parish from my wife, I'll sitkis because of tshuva. And therefore there's nothing wrong, because I'm not being over this principle of don't start up with Hashem, what do you care about Hashem's gzeiros? Because he thought of being parish from his wife for a mitzvah, because of tshuva. They came ahead and they told him, you know, Adam Arishan, you're living in a dream world. You're fooling yourself. This isn't why you were parish from your wife. You were parish from the wife for the same reason that we want to be parish, because you don't want to have a child. And you just rationalize, that's your negiyah, your motivation. You don't have to have a child because it's so much work to raise a child if he's anyway going to die anyway. And you just rationalize your behavior by thinking that you're doing it a shame shemayim, and you should be and that's why you did it. And then once they told him this, then he immediately realized that they were right, that he was doing it for the wrong reason. He was just rationalizing, and Kimish Shoshama came, and he went ahead and had a child. That would be Pashup Shat in the Rashi with the Medrash. Would that be a shmooze? Maybe you could say some kind of shmooze, but you see how even a great person, because Avraham Rishon was considered a great person, after all, they went to him because he's a Pesach. You see, he gave this answer that obviously you have to be a tzaddik to give such an answer, that you follow the Gzeres Hashem and you don't care about Cheshbonos. So here we're talking about a person who's a tzaddik, and yet he could be going ahead and, so to speak, doing an Aveira, because that would be the Pashup Shat, that according to the simple Pshat, really in Shemayim was an Aveira that Adam Arishan was not having children. because it was a mitzvah to have children, and he was not doing it for the right reason. He was not having children for the wrong reason. It was an aveira, and he rationalized his behavior. And he wasn't aware of why he was doing it, and other people did know, and they told him, and then when they told him, he realized the mistake. In other words, I would say, you would say a chiddush that, you know, that you see that a great person can mistake why he's doing what he's doing. You can see a chiddush that other people can know the truth even though you don't know it, which is because you have an idea, so you rationalize yourself. And that once someone points out to you your mistake, you can realize that they're right, and you can correct it. Okay. What makes life very interesting, it's really the same shmooze, but a whole different dimension, is the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says as follows. Hoyer Meir Aymer. Adam Arishan Chasid Gadol Hoyer. Adam HaRishon was a tremendous chassid, right? It's a chassid gadol. It's a pretty high praise. Kivin Shirah Shekonsa Misa Yado. When he saw that he was going in this aveira that caused Misa, Yoshe B'tainis Meir V'Shloshim Shana. Upeish Mino Isha Meir V'Shloshim Shana. V'Hen Azari Tonim Atenim Al-Bisara Meir V'Shloshim Shana. So here, the Gemara in Erevin says that it was a chassid gadol. And why is it called a chassid gadol? Gufa, because he was parish min Aisha. So it's a tremendous stira. Here, the Rashi and the Medrash is saying that he was obviously parish from the Isha for the wrong reason. Because that's what they told him. They told him, klum parasha michava, the Medrash says it's beferish. He wasn't Pirish because of tshuva. He was Pirish because he didn't want to bother with a child. And you see that also from Adam Arishan's reaction. That as soon as they tell him that, he goes ahead and he realizes that they're right, and he goes ahead and he gets married. Right? If he, otherwise, Adam Arishan should have told them, you know, you're talking Narishkeit. Your reason is a crazy reason, is a wrong reason, because you're doing it because of the wrong cheshbon, and I'm doing it for a good cheshbon. Obviously, it's ain't a daimer, one thing to another. Now, that was what Adam Rishon should have told them. But he didn't tell them that. Instead, he was mekabel what they said, and he went in and married. So, it seems to be a tremendous stira, that from the Rashi and the Medrash, it seems clear that Adam Rishon reason why he didn't get married to Chava, he was parish from Chava, is because he didn't want to have a child, because he didn't want to work in vain. The Gemara in Erevin says that he was parish from Chava because he was a chassid gadol. Right? From the Rashi and the Medrash, it was an aveira, seemingly, to parish. And the Medrash and the Gemara says it was Sitkis. So what I assume you have to say is that they're both right. Vasachas. Meaning that Adam HaRishon, if you would have asked him, he would have said he's doing it because of Sitkis. And he really did do it because of Sitkis. But it was a mistake. Haraya was a mistake. You see that as soon as they told him, he changed. And he went ahead and he got married, and he went back and married Chava. So it was a mistake. Why did he make a mistake? Is because he had also a slight desire of this Negiah, what they said, Asholami Mimeno Ben. In other words, if you, in a normal case, where we talk about what people rationalize, that wouldn't be, you wouldn't call it a chassid gadol. A guy who does an aveira because he's driven by his tithes and he rationalizes it, that he's doing it for a mitzvah, that would not, in Shemayim, you would not call him a chassid gadol. You call him a rasha marusha. But here, Pshat is, he was mainly driven by his l'shem Shemayim. Forget it. Without the l'shem Shemayim, he would have never have done it. It wasn't that the taiva, he did it because of his taiva, and then because he needed an excuse, he used the Neshem Shemayim to disguise it. His main 99% of his motivation was the Neshem Shemayim. Without the Lishem Shamayim, he would have never done it. Because he would have, his taiva, that I don't want to have a child, would have never caused him to not have a child, because he knows that halachically it's wrong. So he's driven basically by the desire of Lishem Shamayim to do tshuva. Except that he still made a tois in Cheshbon. Because he really should have realized that this is not a proper way of doing tshuva, because he's not supposed to do this, because his sport is a mitzvah pruvu. And the reason why he made that tois in Cheshbon is because he had a slight negiah of what they pointed out. And I would venture to say that Pasha of Shah and the Irvin is that there's not even a Tzviya in Adam Arishan for that. Because there's not, if there had been a Tzviya in Adam Arishan, that he could have known that, then you wouldn't call him Chassid Gadol. The Mashmos of the Irvin is Mashma, he's Gufa Chassid Gadol because of the fact that he was Parish from his wife. If it was a mistake in Cheshbon and he was expected to catch it, then you won't call him a chassid gadol for doing something that he should have realized was wrong. So the chayr of pshat seems to be that it was humanly impossible for Adam Arishan to catch it, because he was basically 99.999% driven by the Shem Shemayim. He just needed that extra slight negiah just to get him over the hurdle to make that mistake. And it was the negiah there, that's a normal, natural negiah, and it was humanly impossible for him to catch it, that he's doing it because of that negiah, and he's making a mistake in Cheshbon, and therefore he did it, and he got schus of chassid gadol, because listen, you're totally driven to Shem Shemayim. That's amazing. So what comes out here then is a fascinating thing. Is if Adam Arishan is totally driven basically to Shem Shemayim, and he's a chassid gadol, and it just shot is that because he has a slight negiah, so that microscopic negiah makes him make a mistake which he has no way of catching, and there's no tain on him, and yet somehow or another the Nishay Lemech were able to know, and when they told it to him, he realized that they're right. Which means, this is, I think, the Chiddush that Rashiva used to say, a person, even though a person, Rashiva is from a subconscious desire, but it's very similar. Rashiva used to say that even a person is unaware of what's in his subconscious mind, but if you ask yourself and you challenge yourself, you can discover what your subconscious negiyas are. Because it's not so hidden. So here, even though Adam Arishan was totally oblivious of the fact that he had this slight negiah which is causing him to make a mistake, and there's not even shaykh for him to know, but the other people who don't have the negiah, they can see it, they can hear it. You know, there's a certain, and when they point it out to him, he can hear that. You know, he didn't say, "No, you're wrong." And therefore, I'm the God, though I paskin, and I paskin is right, and I'm doing it. But he said, "You're right. I made a mistake." So what I think we have here is I guess three different chiddushim. The first chiddush would be just in general how a person could be a chassid gadol and be trying and motivated l'shem shemayim, and still the ma'isa make a mistake in din. Now, in this particular case, we're saying there's no tzviya in Adam Arishan, but theoretically, it would depend on the case. If it would be shayach to know, then there would be a tzviya. But the concept that a person can be totally sincere and a chassid gadol, and you're totally motivated in Shem Shemayim, and you're making a mistake because you have some negiah that you are totally, you know, that you're not aware that that negiah is motivating you. That would be the first chiddush, which is maybe, you know, we know that perhaps, but that would be a chiddush. The second chiddush would be that even though you can't discern it yourself, somebody else could discern it. Because it seems there's no time in Adam Arishan, he should have known this. But the wise of Lamech didn't know it. And that other people have the ability very often to see in yourself when you have a negiah, when you yourself can't see it. A person has a great deal of difficulty in seeing his own negiahs. And it's much easier for someone from the outside to notice your negiahs. And therefore, even though other Marishan and Misami could be even thought of this, and he, you know, he said, "No, I don't have Negiyot. I'm doing it Hashem Shemayim." But somehow they could just tell the Nishay Lamech were able to tell. Obviously, they were probably also great people, whatever. But they were able to tell, you know, these great psychologists, that's also what's motivating you. They could tell from his behavior, from the way he speaks, I don't know from what, that is, on some level, that's also motivating you. It's nisgana. There's some way it comes out in the person. See, someone who's a good observer can see why you're doing what you're doing. And even though the person himself might not be able to tell, it's so hidden and so deep. But an outsider who pays attention, he can know what the truth is. And then the third point would be that, and once they tell you that, then you can realize that they're true. Your person, even though other Marishan could not discern it on his own, but once it's pointed out to him, then he can realize it, right? I don't know whether it's because he was mevatu his dasanim, or because he realized that they're right, that a person can go ahead, even though he can't see it on his own, but when it's pointed out, then he can realize that he's making a mistake. So what the concept here is that we people can have very hidden negiyas, which even Atabak was showing, some of the greatest tzaddikim, that it can be mixed in, and it can be mixed into what we think is we're doing. Other Marishan, I'm sure, thought he's doing some amazing mitzvah. Purish from his wife 130 years. Wow! You know, amazing. Mesiras Nefesh. And in reality, it was wrong. Now there was maybe no tzviah in it because he had no way of knowing, but it comes out that the Maitha, he was doing something wrong. And if the Negiyah would have been a drop greater, and he could have known, then it would have been probably a tzviah on him. How are you doing that? So a person can be doing something which he thinks is the greatest mitzvah, and it could be really wrong because of the Negiyah. And sometimes the only way to know that is we have to be attuned to listen to other people. Because we have to realize that other people very often can see our negiyas when we can't see it.